At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman. Old school, once again, coming in this Friday. A little bit of snow, looked like it's lighting up a little bit, but I guess Armageddon, the first one, is coming on Sunday. But before we get into that, Georgia and Notre Dame locked horns, or no, we shouldn't say locked horns, got after a little bit yesterday, yesterday afternoon. Notre Dame, was the favorite team. They played better. They earned it. I think the chinks in the armor that you saw from Georgia at times, and whether it was in their wins against Texas twice or in their loss against the likes of Alabama, so forth and so on, reared their ugly head, and even with the backup quarterback. And I felt like, to be honest with you, the backup quarterback, Stockton, who came in for Beck, he actually played pretty dang good. I felt like Georgia's offensive line was porous this year compared to years in the past, and that's to be expected when you've had first round pick at left and right tackle year after year after year after year. You had probably one of the most dominant college football players in recent probably 7 to 10 years in Brock Bowers. You had receivers picked. Obviously, we got the knucklehead up in Pittsburgh, George Pickens, who's extremely talented, but probably about as mature as an infant, but this so forth and so on. And Notre Dame, I was a little surprised how they won, but I'm not surprised considering. It seems like right now, besides Ohio State, they are playing the most consistent football in all three phases, and that's offense, defense, and special teams.
So John Topps used to talk about the difference between a player, a talented player with his own ambition and motivation, and a talented player who is then given additional motivation. And the difference between the guy that all of a sudden – Georgia's been there. It's fully expected that they were just going to deliver. You know what? We're going to walk in the door. Yeah. We're going to throw that big G out on the field, and you're going to bend down and fall over and roll over and play dead. Except a thing happened. A thing happened in that, hey, man, I'm not giving you nothing. You held Georgia. This Georgia offense, and I don't care who's playing quarterback at this offense, you held them to 10 points.
Yeah.
You held them to 10 points. And you can tell me that it same old Notre Dame. No. Them dudes came to the party with the whole point of this is for us. This is about us. And I don't know why people miss this when it comes to college football. The more teams you invite into this thing, you invite more people an opportunity to have their moment. That's why March Madness is what it is. Princeton gets its moment. UMBC gets its moment.
Oakland.
Right, Oakland gets its moment. James Madison gets its moment. George Mason gets its moment where it stares at the big dog and says, man, I ain't scared of you. I'm scared of you. You got to play and compete and beat me. I'm not giving it to you. And Notre Dame said, Georgia, on a day when you're not at your best, we taking this W.
It's that part that stood out to me is that there's all this conversation about, oh, the teams that got the byes all got beat. They didn't win. I think Georgia needed the bye to get Gunnar Stockton ready to go. He did play pretty well, right? You saw the arm. You saw the intangibles. I think he's going to be good for him down the line. But I think what we saw more than anything Georgia showed or didn't show was a different Notre Dame. Credit Marcus Freeman for this. Credit the players for it. Because, Jay, you've told the story, right? The Manti Te'o thing. They look at Alabama and say, that's different, right? They're shook coming out of the tunnel. Notre Dame didn't look shook at all, which is kind of weird for them in big moments. But I think what helped them was getting specifically little brother Indiana in the first round.
Yeah.
Because they can puff up their Notre Dame ego, puff it out a little bit, stand a little taller. Who do you think you are? Your basketball school. This is our state. This is our sport. Feel good about themselves. Win it the way they did. And then they had big plays, right? They get the field goal. They get a huge strip sack that turns into points. And then to take the opening kickoff back, Notre Dame had a chance. They had more momentum in this game than they ever have. And they capitalized on it. And I think it started with the Indiana game. And then if Carson Beck plays, I think that's a one possession game. Notre Dame still might win. But I think that there's just something in that program that they would have talked themselves into. It's the same quarterback still there. They're still really good. Georgia's motivated from last year. If Carson Beck is healthy and plays, maybe Notre Dame still wins. But I think that Notre Dame's team still shows up a little scared. So I think having played Indiana and smelling blood with a backup quarterback, that helped Notre Dame puff its chest out, and they played their best game because of it.
But Jay, isn't there the slightest bit possibility that Indiana was really good?
Also true.
Yeah.
That Indiana was really good. And Notre Dame just better. Right? Notre Dame and Indiana looked each other dead square in the face in a brawl. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, this is the thing. And listen, after you faced a well-coached, a superbly coached Indiana team, right, with all the bells and whistles and gadgets, you ain't afraid of a Georgia. You're not afraid of Georgia. That was – look, well, meaningful brawl.
I think Georgia was an easier game for Notre Dame. This Notre Dame team coached by Marcus Freeman to get ready for than Indiana. And it just comes down to the stress that Indiana's offense potentially could have put on a well-coached, extremely talented defense in Notre Dame that coming into the season with that was going to have to essentially, like I say, carry the pail of water up the slippery side of the mountain, and they more than did so. And so I think DP's right. It gave you that quiet confidence. But then also, let's not forget, all the pressure was on Notre Dame because you're facing and hearing, and it could be subconsciously, some of the ghosts of the past. You mentioned Manti Te'o, Notre Dame against Alabama and Bears. Notre Dame in the college football playoffs numerous times to where it was a moral victory where they stayed within two scores within Clemson, and it looked a lot different. And then Brian Kelly is gone. Here comes Marcus Freeman. A little bit of a struggles. But I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go back to that Texas A&M game. In that environment against the SEC school, that gave them something to lean back on. Now, granted, they dookie down their leg against Northern Illinois. They're able to get another shot, which doesn't happen very often, but they stayed the course and they got better. The chippiness also of Notre Dame and the ruthlessness of some of their players against USC let me know this is a different type of team, and Marcus Freeman has got them playing really well. And this is a definitely more beatable Georgia team than ever before, right? Even with Carson Beck, he played well. Receivers, not so much. And we saw that last night. Etienne and Frazier have ran the ball well at times, but not on a consistent basis. We saw that.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That last night. And then on the flip side, Notre Dame knows it's the running back Love. He's the guy to stop. Still averaged 5.7 yards a carry. And this is what Riley Leonard going, you know, I think he went 18 of 24 for just 90 yards. So they were able to beat you in small ball. They were able to beat you up. And then on top of it, to get the party started in the second half, let's take it to the house. So when you talk about beating a team like Georgia, you got to win in all three phases. Notre Dame did that last night. Definitely impressed by the way that they've been coached, the way they've been consistent, and then also motivated. They're going to be a tough out, and they got their, you know, they got a big battle with Ohio State, but Ohio State knows
it's Penn State
or Penn State. Excuse me, I keep getting them mixed up because they usually play each other. And the article I've been reading is about when McCord last year was able to drive him down the field. So, you know, Notre Dame is in a very good spot, and so is Texas and Ohio State and Penn State, and it's going to come down to what team handles the first 3 days after this last weekend the best.
Who played in the more physical game?
Oh, that was Notre Dame and Georgia,
right? Like, yeah. That's the one where you go, And then you ask the question, what's the value of the additional time off? Because we just had the discussion that, yeah. They should have reschedule.
Bye week.
Yeah, bye week. You should reschedule. You should reshuffle the calendar to make it fit. But if I asked who's the most physical of the two teams, between Notre Dame and Penn State, who's the most physical of the two teams? And Big Ten fans will say, it's Penn State.
They but like to think that.
I think it's Notre Dame.
Right. That.
Yeah,
that,
I was about to say. It, in reality, it's Notre Dame.
And who's the most physical between Ohio State and Texas?
Right now? Right now, it's Ohio State.
Yeah. I'm getting giddy over the idea that there's enough contrast in these two games that I don't think we can expect anything. We have to go into these two games going, okay, what are we doing? What do we got?
Yeah, it's going to be who doesn't allow the opposing team to jump out of the gates like Arizona State let Texas.
Like Boise let Penn State.
Like Boise
let Georgia Penn State. Let Notre Dame.
Right, so whoever can kind of keep their head above water in that first 6 to 8 minutes of the first quarter will definitely be in the driver's seat. And also right here, I want to give an update. I'm looking on my transfer portal. Numbers here. It is 100% committed. Gabe Irvin to Kansas State. So that is 100% factual. So we can say that with our chest out. So good luck to Gabe. I think these last four is the Styles make fights. But then also I think this next 3 to 4 days, or at least 3 to 4 days when you finish playing, are crucial. Because whatever team, like I'll call it holistically, that's like from player number one to, I don't know, one, you know, one, whatever your, you know, your 104, 105, 130, you know, to say you're, you know, for 100 to 103, and especially the starters, the guys that are most dedicated to getting back into reality, knowing that you have another game in a week, another game in a little bit over a week, who's keeping up, you know, with their, you know, recovery, their meals, their weights, the classroom, working hard in practice and not losing focus and seeing the pot of gold over the rainbow or the finish line, you're thinking that you're close, but yet so far, if you can keep the blinders on the best, that's the team that's going to win. You're not going to out town. This isn't going to be Penn State or Boise where you say that Penn State defense was moving like Boise never seen before. You're not going to see that in these next two games. You're going to see two teams that are all four teams extremely talented. So it's going to come down to whoever prepared at the beginning of the week. Once you get on site to whatever the destination is, the hay's in the barn. So you have to really, like for Ohio State, you played a day, you know, you played a day earlier. You got to get on the plane, fly halfway across the country, get back to Columbus, recover, refocus, reality check, handle your tickets and all that stuff, and then get right to work. because you now you're in, you know, you're in essentially more than win or go home. Now you're like Ohio State's facing a different type of animal. Okay, well, we are two games away from being national champ, two wins, but we got to beat Texas. We probably feel like we're a better team than Texas, but you know Texas is going to try to put on a better performance than they did against Arizona State. Did that
well, last year against Washington.
Right.
Texas has been to the semis before.
Right, and they've been here. Are they a better team? Who knows? But then also, are they motivated, or was that their wake-up call against Arizona State? Is those lucky plays or the call that did was the worst miss in a long time on the targeting kind of the thing that gets Texas over the hump? Those are the thing that rip, you know, that kind of, you know, gets into your mind as a player that you have to overcome, and you have to handle those in those first 3 or 4 days so you can be supremely focused both physically, mentally, and spiritually going in there to play in a game when you're playing for all the marbles. These next two games, these are national championship games. Like, you aren't playing this game knowing that you got a game next week. No, this is it. So you have to really focus, and it gets harder every single time. It reminds me of one of my favorite movies, my favorite Bruce Lee movies, Austin, called The Game of Death. And Bruce Lee, you know, was, he came over, and then, you know, essentially they captured and beat up his sister. So he was trying to, you know, find these people. So he went to this like place, and like every level he had, every guy he fought was more dangerous. And then it was, you couldn't think, you knew you had to, and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was in it, so he was the top. You couldn't think about Kareem then. You got to get through all the other guys, and that's where they're at right now. Because if you think about Kareem, you're going to get left on level three. And if you watch the movie, level three was the harder fight than Kareem was. And then he was able to give it. So that's a little bit of like movie history, but also it's also with the college football playoffs. We'll take a quick break, come back. Let's look at these transfer portal numbers. Obviously, you know, Gabe Irvin has picked it where he wanted to go. There's an interesting quarterback commitment to old Scott Frost down there at UCF. Then we got a wide receiver commit to the Utah Utes, DP. I saw early 2025 college football playoff projection. Guess who was in there?
Back in the game.
They were back in the game. And not only back in the game, was supposed to be one of the teams that would get a bye week, too. Jay Foreman, DP, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Watch Old School Live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.